Sports.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, well, thanks you, and glad you're joining us in the second hour of the Common Sense Show. They had a lively first hour. We've got a lot to talk about in this hour coming up, so stay with us. One of the things we've seen in the news a lot recently was the fact that some of the major retail stores like Target, Neiman Marcus, and now others have come forward to talk about the fact that at least 110 million consumers could have been affected by the hacking, by getting their information, their financial information, stealing their information, manipulating it, and causing perhaps some, through identity theft, some real financial problems for a lot of people. I want to talk about that a little bit today here. Scott Merritt is joining us. He is the CEO of Merritt Ventures. He's a financial planner, been in insurance and investments. He understands the financial world very, very thoroughly, and he's also had his own personal experience with identity theft. Written a great book called Identity Theft, Do's and Don'ts, What You Need to Know. You can find the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. JimBrownUSA.com. Scott Merritt, welcome to the show today. Glad you joined us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Scott, now tell us, a lot of people don't really know what identity theft is. We've got bright listeners. We've got a lot of very tech-savvy listeners, but also some folks that really don't have a sense of why identity theft takes place, how it can occur, and what you can do to protect it. So tell us, if you will, very simply, how and where does identity theft occur? How does it take place?
Well, identity theft takes place in multiple places. One, it can take place at your institution, like was the case with my situation, where someone actually breaks into a bank processing center and gets your information. That's the kind of the traditional thief that you're accustomed to. Then there's the, then you go to the local restaurant and you give the waitress your credit card, and she takes it, and on the way she palms the card information and records that information and then uses it later. Another one is they go online and you use your card, and you're not actually going to the website you're thinking going to, and they actually record all of your information. Those are just some of the common examples of identity theft. And with nowadays electronic age, once they have two or three pieces of information of yours, they can actually go out and use data mining services and get the rest of the information.
I got my wallet. I've got credit cards. I've got all kinds of information in my wallet. So what's the best way to secure the information you've got in your wallet or in your purse?
Well, the first thing you should do, and this is probably going to sound a little unusual, you need to photocopy everything in your wallet, front and back, including the photos and everything in your wallet. And the reason why you want to do that is if you are a victim of identity theft, you end up having to file a police report. They're going to want to know every card you have. So the easy way to do that is to have that photocopied and ready, because then they can just attach that to the police report.
Well, now let me tell you, let's talk about what actually happens. Now, in my case, I had an American Express bill. I checked it over, which I do every month. My wife doesn't check her bill. And when we went through and did an audit, we found a number of charges that were erroneous, things she didn't pay for. I found a couple on mine. So I called the credit card company. They put a stop, gave me a new card, and they didn't charge me for those items. But how else can they get to me where I don't have the credit card protection? In other words, if you've got MasterCard that I have and American Express, they seem to have a protection if someone hacks in where they're going to reimburse me. So what are ways I can lose, I guess, from what's in my wallet? That's my question to you.
The very first thing is, and I know they're convenient, but do not use the Visa or MasterCard that are tied to your checking or savings account. They do not have the same protections that a national credit card like your American Express or your Visa has. A few years ago when we had the credit crunch, they tightened up the credit card laws, and so there are protections. The most you can be out is $50. And in most cases, like you said with your American Express, they cover the entire thing. With your bank and your local debit card or Visa debit card, that is not the case. The bank may reimburse you all everything, but they may not. And if it happens repeatedly, eventually they'll stop and stick you with the bill. So that is number one. Number two is you've got to make sure that every information that has your name on it that is financial related, whether it be a bank statement or credit card, they all have to have the exact same version of your name, address, and phone number. And I know it sounds remedial, but using Scott Merritt versus Scott A. Merritt makes a difference. That is where the fraud is bred. They take your information, they manipulate it a little bit, and go get cards in your name.
Get a couple brand new cards. I see what you're saying. Now, take this latest nationwide ravaging that hit Target and Neiman Marcus, and we're still seeing more and more compromises. If you got a Target card and you fear that your information was compromised, well, then what should you do about it? How do you respond, with, say, in the Target situation or the Neiman Marcus situation?
Well, if it's an actual Target credit card, then obviously I would call Target and ask for a brand new card. That way you have a brand new account number and everything. If you used your national credit card, all you got to do is monitor your account for the next few months and make sure that it doesn't get used improperly, because they stole thousands. They may not have just gotten to yours yet, and so you got to make sure that there wasn't any fraudulent charges. If there was, then notify your bank of your credit card right away. They'll send you out an affidavit. You sign that, and then within 30 days they'll get it resolved. If they don't, within 30 days, then you need to file a police report.
Well, I wonder this is just a little bit offbeat question, but you're a financial guy and maybe know this, but why would I want, and I'm not picking on Target, but let's say, why would I want a Target credit card? I guess if I have problems getting lines of credit, say, on my MasterCard or on my Visa card, I just try to keep it to, I got an American Express primarily so I can operate outside the country, but I travel outside the United States because some places don't take MasterCard or Visa. In the United States, I pretty much use a MasterCard. I just want those points, so I turn them into cash. Why do you want these offbeat? Should you go around having 10 credit cards? Why not just simplify it to...
In an ideal situation, you ideally want three national credit cards. National credit card would be like a Chase or a Citi, a Wells Fargo, a national bank. Now, another choice would be a national credit union, and you can go to ncua.org and check and see if the credit union you're considering doing business with is a national credit union, okay? The bank, whenever you use a retail credit card like a Target or anything, they might offer you discounts, but those are commonly what's referred to as finance cards. And not only is the interest rate higher, when on your credit report, they will actually limit your credit score's growth, because those, you only get about 30 to 40% of the points you would if that was a national card.
Yeah, and I understand if someone has some credit problems and they get the card and, you know, just a way of maybe spending a little bit more money, which is a question whether you should do that to begin with anyway. But if you can pretty much afford to pay your credit cards off, you sure don't need. I looked at my wife's purse the other day. I had to ask me to get her something. Man, it must be 20 credit cards fell out. She's got a Neiman Marcus and a Target and all these various credit cards. That's just crazy. You don't need to do that unless you have a specific reason to do that along the line.
Well,
Scott.
And the other thing that I would point out in that regard is When you use a retail credit card, you're limiting your future credit score, and you don't have the same protections on those finance cards that you do on the national credit card. So again, I would urge everyone to, in an ideal situation, if they've got credit issues, there's ways to go get you a national credit card. You can go into a national bank
and hey, Scott, listen,
and they'll give you a card.
Hey, Scott, yeah, let me hold that thought there with you right now. We've got to take a break for a little paying our bills here, if you will. I'm going to tell our listeners, we're talking with Scott Merritt, written a great book called Identity Theft, Do's and Don'ts, What You Need to Know. Find the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. This is pertinent information, folks, stuff you need to know. We'll come back and talk some more. Freshen up your coffee and join us some more on the Common Sense Show.
Yeah. You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking a little bit about identity theft. My guest is Scott Merritt. He's written an interesting book called Identity Theft, Do's and Don'ts, What You Need to Know. You can find the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Now, Scott, I would cut you off there in the middle of your thought there before as you were talking about some specific things you should do involving credit cards. You want to continue with that thought? Can you tell us a little bit more there?
Certainly. And I apologize for trying to sneak that in there, but... Yeah, if someone has credit issues, they can go get a credit card. What they can do is they can go and take $500 or $1,000. They can go get a CD. They then take that CD to their bank and use that as collateral to get them a Visa credit card. So basically they are using their money. They can then, after 6 months or a year, ask them to remove the CD as collateral and keep the credit card. They can then go and repeat that process until they get their 3 credit cards.
That's interesting. I didn't really think about doing something along that line. So if you want to have a better credit basis there for you is what you're talking about. So go back to what you said before. Well, go back to what you said before about why it's important to have your name written the same way, such as with a middle initial in all accounts. You'd commented on that earlier. Why is that so important?
Because accuracy is what prevents fraud. And I know it sounds remedial, but if your name is written one way on your driver's license, a different way on your Social Security card, a different way on your bank statement, those are going to create what's called aliases on your credit report. And what you want to do is eliminate all those aliases. You want them all to match the same way. So your driver's license, your Social Security card, and your bank statement should all appear the same way, whether it's your name, your address, your phone number, because what that does is then if it appears in any other way, then they know it's fraud, and you can dispute it.
And I want to reemphasize what you said before, but I didn't really think about that, but go through your wallet and Xerox your driver's license, all your credit cards, all anything that involves security information, so you have an actual record of it rather than just the name that you can give to the police if you want to turn it over there or something along that line. So that makes real good sense. So tell me then, if you will, Scott, what are 3 things you should do to secure your information online? We've all gone online now. Now, even folks who have not that adept at the Internet have learned to communicate online, pay their bills online, check their bank statements online. What are the things you should do to secure that information?
Well, number one, if you're going to use a credit card online, use a national bank or national credit union credit card. Do not use the Visa or debit card tied to your checking account. In an optimal situation, you can go get what's called a reloadable credit card. So if you know you're going to make purchases online, you can go get a credit card that you can dump 2, 3, 4, whatever you're going to spend on it. And when the card is done, you can throw it away and go get another one. Those are probably the 2 easiest ones. And then thirdly, is if you are going to buy online, do not use links that come to you in your website, in your email. I don't care if it's Walmart or Myers or Target or whomever. If you want to shop at those stores, go to those sites directly using your own typing in the address, because fraudsters will create clones of those websites, and you'll think you're shopping at one of those stores, and you're actually giving your information to a fraudster.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've gotten a number of solicitations like that where it says, it'll say the name of the credit card or your American Express account. And, you know, if you look at the design from the fellow who's, or the fraud that's taken place, it looks just like the design of the company that they're soliciting for. It may be American Express, Visa, whatever it may be. And they say, we're updating your account information or something like that. Look, I just put those in the spam folder and don't even open those things at all. Don't even want to open, make the opening. So, because there's a lot of ripoffs going on like that, isn't there, Scott?
Oh, there is. And one of the ways that you can prevent that is you can require on your account that if a charge is over a certain dollar amount, that they have to call you. And what you then do is you have the phone number that they're going to be using designated specifically for all financial matters, not the phone number that your friends and family call, but just for that purpose. And you can set that up so it forwards right to your cell phone. That way, if someone attempts to use your account, you're notified immediately.
Well, those are some great tips, and you make a very valid point about this new world in which we live in. It used to be so easy to, let me tell you, easy was. I was a country lawyer in Faraday, Louisiana, back in the 60s. And If I wanted to borrow a little extra money, a little overdrawn, I'd just call up my friendly banker, happened to be a neighbor of mine, and he'd give me a line of credit. If I had a client that needed a little money and I wanted to loan a little money, I'd call and say, listen, Joe's coming in there, give him $500 and just put my name on the side. I'm good for it. You know, if he comes, say, oh, sure, Jim, don't worry about it. You know, little country banking, where it's a whole different world today, isn't it, Scott?
It is very much so, and that's why I want to encourage everyone. At my website, there is a free quiz that you can take, and it will actually walk you through all the different elements to make sure that your profile is set up correctly.
Now, let's give out that website. It's www.planningwithmerit.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Let's get that. And Merit has one T, so it's planningwithmerit, MERIT.com. That's a great idea, Scott. People can take that quiz, find out more about the book and you and your services there. Again, I'll put that up on my website here right when we get off the show. I'll give it to you again, www.planningwithmerit.com. And again, all that information about Scott's on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Good information, Scott. What part of the country do you live in? Where do you live?
I'm out in Michigan.
All right, you're good. Good. Cold up there now, huh?
Yeah, we just got pounded with another 6 inches of snow last night, so now I got to go dig myself out of my office.
you want me to rub it in real good for you, Scott? Let me rub it in for you real good. My big decision when I leave the show today is I'm going out on the golf course, and I don't know whether I'm going to wear short pants or long pants because it's 76 degrees down here today. So that's my biggest decision of the day. Do I wear shorts or do I wear some khakis when I go out on the golf course today? So
I appreciate that little salt in the wound there.
Well, Scott, we enjoyed having you on the show. Good luck on your book, and we'll keep telling people about it here. I'll tell you, this is so important that we're going to call you back here in a couple of months to get you back again. I like to keep our listeners posted on the dangers they can face just in everyday transactions. Did a great job, Scott. Have a good Super Bowl weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy, and just some common sense stuff is what you're talking about right there in terms of protecting your financial information. I make the point about back when I was a country lawyer and dealing with little banks and just your word is all it took. And now all you have to go through to protect your financial information, and these folks, especially online, that can just take it from you before you know what's happening to you. So use those tips. Make a copy of all the cards in your wallet, and just keep your guard up. You know, if it's too good to be true or someone's seeking information, don't give it to them. Check them all out. You'll be okay. You'll be protected. Coming on back to talk about, you know, we heard a lot about Sharia law and these foreign laws affecting us here in the U.S. Got a guest coming on to talk about it. We'll talk to you about that. Also, what's happening in Congress. A lot more. We've got a lively half hour left on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty? This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
In the past few years, we've heard a lot about foreign laws and their possible effect on court decisions in the United States, both in our federal system and state system. You heard a lot about Sharia law, the law that comes from Islam that is used as a citation in some courts in this country. We've seen the U.S. Supreme Court, in fact, cite courts from other nations. We have this problem often where we get international treaties. We've got to agree to meet certain legal standards that may not be the law in the United States. So it's a problem that lawyers face all the time, and we're hearing more and more about. My friend Doug Hanshew has one of the most read websites in all of the South called slabbed.com. He's a CPA. And he's written about the problem of foreign laws or foreign courts who come down with decisions that then are trying to be enforced in state and federal courts in the U.S. and the problems it can cause. Doug, glad to have you on the Common Sense Show today.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Now, Doug, this is a problem most people don't realize that is a growing problem unless they have had some personal experience with it. And, you know, we've got a lot of listeners in the state of Mississippi, and this is not just a Mississippi problem. It happens all over the United States. But I know that you've got the Mississippi legislature is trying to clarify the fact that there has to be an American precedent or American law filed, and that a judgment in a country like Canada or Mexico or something else wouldn't supersede what should be enforced in the United States. Am I saying that right? Give us an overall view of your problem that you see growing here in this country.
Thank you, Jim. Essentially, and the problem is mainly in the English common law tradition countries, which would be England, Canada, Australia. you had foreign nationals that were actually going to these countries. The most egregious example is a Saudi Arabian who was connected from a money standpoint to 9/11, and he sued the author of a book that was here in the U.S. That kind of exposed that. And this particular gentleman sued the lady 40 times for libel, defamation in England, France, Belgium, just a variety of places in a practice known as libel tourism. And what they're, the purpose of it is to use laws that are far more restrictive in terms of free speech and vigorous press to suppress speech in the United States. In my case, I was sued by some people from Nova Scotia covering a political corruption scandal in New Orleans. In other instances, people have been sued in other, out of other Canadian provinces or out of the UK for the same thing, for books that were written here in the U.S. that may have sold just a few copies in these other countries, and yet these other countries had judiciaries that were taking jurisdiction of cases where they clearly had no nexus. And that, so, that was certainly, we feel like, the case in my case.
Well, in your case, for example,
in these countries are a lot different. For instance, in the UK, they actually have hate speech laws where Christian evangelists have been arrested and charged because they have evangelized the Christian message. In one particular instance, a gentleman by the name of Harry Hammond was arrested in the UK because he had a large sign that bore the words, "Jesus gives peace, Jesus is alive, stop immorality, stop homosexuality, stop lesbianism, Jesus is Lord." And if you think about it, if Willie Robertson had said what he said a few weeks ago in the United Kingdom, he could have been subject to arrest and imprisonment.
The Duck Dynasty guy. Well, I see what you're saying. And that's surprising, by the way. You would think that you could understand in a country that was not quite as current in terms of the business acumen and more civilized. You think of Great Britain on the par with us, and yet they've got some very restrictive laws. Now, that shouldn't be a problem, you would think. I mean, it's a crazy world in which we live, and we can't control events outside our borders. But have you seen instances where judges in the U.S. are actually looking at these or enforcing some of these judgments? Or what's the danger if you're operating like you did? You're writing about a scandal that took place down the city of New Orleans. You're writing it from Mississippi. And I think there were some events involved in Nova Scotia. But what are the dangers? Are judges open to considering these cases coming from other countries and actually sticking judgments on U.S. citizens? Or what's the danger that you see?
Well, prior to the passage of the Speech Act of 2010, you had judges that were actually extending comity to these foreign defamation awards. You would have other judges that would reject those awards on jurisdictional ground, and so the problem was whether you got justice depended on what judge you drew. And since the passage of the Speech Act, in particular, codified our First Amendment rights, with respect to foreign libel judgments, judges now really have no choice but to apply American law to the facts and circumstances of these foreign lawsuits to determine if they would pass muster in a U.S. court. And what has been done at the federal level with the Speech Act, several states, including New York, Louisiana, now Mississippi, with a bill in the legislature, are trying to codify those concepts at the state level at all. In its entirety, that way people would have the choice of their form, whether they wanted to go to state court or to federal court. In Mississippi's instance, it extends to more than just free speech. They talk about a wide variety of constitutional rights, including due process rights, some of which are not present in these other countries.
I got you. So there is a necessity for a state like Mississippi or a number of states, our listener area, to consider some state legislation. I'm wondering why, based on what you said, it was necessary for legislators in Mississippi to even look at this if Congress has passed these free speech provisions. Why is it necessary that the states pass legislation like this?
Well, in the Mississippi instance, they extended from beyond just the First Amendment of the Constitution to a wide variety of rights, including religious rights. The example I gave you earlier of the British hate speech laws being applied to evangelical Christians, whether you agree with them or not, in the United States, we have that absolute right to express our religious beliefs or lack thereof. And, you know, so codifying more than just the free speech rights, but what I would call our core right to the country, kind of what made us different when we, you know, had our revolution and fought for our freedom. And in Mississippi, those rights, of course, are due process, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, any right of privacy or marriage. So therefore, it's a lot more encompassing and protective of more of our constitutional rights than just that one narrow free speech issue.
I see what you're saying. Just amazing to me that, and I'm a lawyer by training, went to Tulane Law School, and you would think all this precedent would have built up, particularly in the common law, and that would have built up all over all these years, and these problems would have been solved already. It shouldn't be that complicated, but boy, the more we deal in the overall world, the more we see these complications come about. Well, interesting. We'll watch the Mississippi situation. We've got a lot of listeners in Mississippi, by the way. We've got listeners in Macomb, in Jackson, Mississippi, in Hattiesburg, over in Natchez, up in Oxford. So we've got a large Mississippi audience that I'm sure will be listening to this. And as Doug has pointed out, this will also be something you'll be putting into play in other states, particularly with all the concerns about Shiara law and so many issues involved along these lines. So, hey, Doug. You've written a lot about this problem. Our listeners can find out more about it on your website. I've got a great website. It's slabbed.com, S-L-A-B-B-E-D.com. You can see a lot of writings that Doug has put up there, including that Mississippi legislation. Hey, Doug, we've got to move on. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Good luck to you. We're going to call you back in a few months and follow up and see how that legislation in Mississippi is passing. That'd be okay?
That'll be wonderful, Jim. And as always, thanks for having me.
All right, have a good weekend. Take care. Doug Hanshew, his website is slabbed, S-L-A-B-B-E-D.com. Really fascinating website about what's happening in the Deep South. You got to take a look at it. Hey, coming back on our final segment, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun Contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun Contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun Contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We had a good show today, but I want to go back and talk again about the State of the Union. This is so disappointing to me. I watched a little bit of it, and it was just a spectacle that America just does not tune into. These women and men up in Washington, D.C. just don't get it. The State of the Union was a spectacle of delusion, quite frankly. And you had all this self-congratulation going on. Did you witness it? You had all the cabinet coming in, everybody's hugging and kissing and slapping each other on the back, and things are just hunky-dory, aren't they? And the president comes in, everybody stands up and cheers, and so you have this Congress, which nobody likes. They're down in the tank in terms of approval. Nobody likes the Congress. They all rise to cheer a president that nobody likes. His numbers are down in the tank. And it just shows this continuing degeneration of what used to be a great tradition, the State of the Union, where you had a sense of where the country was going. I mentioned before the viewership was down, lowest level in decades, where nobody cares. They just don't pay attention. It was just this parade of hack politicians coming in and walking down the aisle, high-fiving each other, and then giving a bland and banal discussion about what affects your life. Now, what is chilling about the whole thing, here's what's so chilling about the fact. Because no matter how bland and banal these folks are, they've got the power not only to make things better, but also to destroy. To declare the house you just built is in violation of EPA wetlands regulations that we're filing down here, where insurance rates are just going through the ceiling because of congressional dictates. They can pull your kid's school placement to define your medical coverage out of existence. So these guys and gals can do a great deal of damage, quite frankly. A great deal of damage. Yet they sit there with their kumbaya, slapping each other in the back. It just shows the complete dysfunction that's taking place in Washington, D.C. The president's popularity, like I say, is completely underwater. Yet in the District of Columbia, all the Gallup polls say he's up at 81%. Get this now. Listen to me. The Washington, D.C. area is now the wealthiest area in the whole country. no matter how things are out in our hinterlands, out here where most of us live in real America, it's good for government and those who live off of it to live in Washington, D.C. So you see what I'm saying? So the national imagination of this going to Washington as a noble cause, right now is kind of the Hunger Games that's going on. We got the Hunger Games going on, and Washington is the shallow and corrupt capital, the capital, watching these Hunger Games take place all over America. And while they're operating, meanwhile, back in America, look, there's some problems in River City. And when I say River City, I don't mean Baton Rouge where I live. I mean the whole country. And the president is out of focus. The Congress is out of focus. And you and I are frustrated. We're discouraged for obvious reasons. I mean, you've got tremendous problems involving the changing of the focus of the economy to where big business, and I'm not beating up on big business. I'm not one that says it's all big business's fault, but to get cheaper wages, more and more businesses, because of the tax laws we have, it was very enticing for them to move out of the country. Get on out of here. Make all their parts overseas. Pay minimum wages under terrible working conditions to people around the world. Millions of Americans lost their jobs. And so those Americans are struggling while our goods are being made in foreign capitals that are quality goods, but our policies don't encourage the growth here. You say we don't have policies that encourage these countries, or these companies, to build and grow and keep jobs at home. We just don't have that. We just don't have that. I think it's a huge problem for the Republican Party. As I've said before, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I don't agree with the demo don'ts and the Republicans, quite frankly. But I think that the Republicans have made a huge, huge mistake. Happened at just after the Cold War, to where corporate America basically said, we're moving out. And the Republicans made a choice. They basically sold their soul to these multinationals. And we heard about NAFTA and GATT and Fast Track and all these things that corporate America wanted as they moved their jobs overseas. And the Republicans just went along with it. There was no tax penalties or anything like that. All these jobs went overseas. Well, then you see what you had was you had countries that were their companies that couldn't go overseas. You had health care and housing and food and income subsidies, and you had all these people working those jobs. I said, listen, hotels, motels, bars, restaurants, farms, construction companies, they couldn't move abroad, see. They weren't producing products. What they were doing was services here at home. But they, too, didn't want to pay expensive workers. They didn't want to give health care benefits. They didn't want to do all this. So that's where the immigration problem came in. You see, we kind of blindly turned our heads. Bush did it. Obama did it. They turned their heads and allowed massive illegal immigration to flood into this country without proper security, without really monitoring, without a strong law enforcement, because so many people wanted these jobs. We wanted the cheap labor. Let them work for $3 and $4 an hour, $5 an hour. Let them just make a little bit off tips. Well, so now you've got millions of Americans who don't have a job, can't find a job, not trained for some of the more technical skills that our educational system's in the tank. You know, we talk some more about, I'm so sick down here where I live in Louisiana. We talk about vouchers. We talk about teacher testing. And look, you got to go back to basics. You got to get these kids when they're 3 and 4. You got to give them pre-kindergarten education. Then you got to go into the teachers' colleges. We've got some great people who are teachers, but they're being taught the same way they were 50 years ago. Our teachers' colleges are doing a horrible job. There's no innovation. You never heard anybody talk about reforming the whole teaching education process. You had a dedicated young teacher to say, look, I want to give my life to helping young people. I'm going to go to the ABC Teachers College. So they go to the teachers' college, or they go to a major university. And they're taught to teach the same way that my teacher was taught back in 1950. Well, things have changed dramatically. Look, a teacher's got much more on her or his plate today than they did 50 years ago. They got to be a surrogate parent. You know, half the kids in the class only have one parent at home. They're not getting the parental support at home. They've got to know a little bit about health care, whatever their health, because these kids often come to school undernourished. They got to know a little bit about what to do when the kids got influenza or the cold or hay fever, something like that. Most schools around the country don't have nurses. When I was there, we had a school nurse. That was just a gimme that you had a nurse right there to help you along the line with these things. So a teacher's got to be so much more today than they were 50 years ago. Yet we're not training these folks. I don't blame the teacher. You got some dedicated folks. There's bad eggs like there are as I'm a lawyer. Lawyers have got bad eggs. There's bad eggs who are judges. You can go right down the line. And they've got bad eggs as teachers. But basically, teachers know they're not going to make a lot of money. Pretty noble profession to go into. But we're not teaching them how to teach. So forget all this stuff about charter schools and all these alternatives and just testing scores at the eighth grade. That's all a lot of bunk. If you don't get the kid early, you don't get that child when they're 3, 4, and 5, and give them the encouragement to grow and learn. Good gosh, I've got grandkids, and when they're 4 and 5, all have iPads and are very involved intellectually, and most kids are not. And if you don't do that, then our kids can't compete. There's no secret about why they're brighter and doing better in Asian countries, because they start earlier. Parents hold those kids to accountability. And then with the teaching, we just don't teach our teachers. Dedicated folks who want to be teachers don't have the tools, because our teachers' colleges have failed miserably to adapt to the 21st century. This is not 1950, folks. This is 2014. And you can't teach the same way. So is there any reason, any concern why we're so out of touch and why Congress is so out of touch? I said before, you better have a good reason to vote for anybody in public office today, particularly at the federal level, because they just not served us well with the policies put in place. And you saw that at the State of the Union speech last week. Don't want to get on my soapbox, but I want to make those points. Hey, we're out of time. I'm feeling good. Enjoy your weekend. Hope you're warm enough where you happen to live. 75 degrees where I live. I'm going to maybe hit a golf ball this afternoon. Take care. Check your local time and station for when we're listed. We're going to be here same time next week on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.